to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the Maiden. Now that we are stepping into springtime, we welcome the archetypal image of the Maiden. She laughs and sings, full of pleasure and curiosity. To her, everything is new and wonderful. The Maiden is part of the universal triple goddess, who manifests in turn as Maiden, Mother, and Crone. Because of this association, the Maiden is gendered female. But the Maiden archetype can be any gender, really, because all genders are included and valued equally within the goddess, and men can embody Maiden energy just as easily as women. The Maiden archetype is also seen as young, but the Maiden can be any age, for youth is merely a metaphor for eagerness, vitality, enthusiasm, and the will to live. No matter what age you are, you can experience Maiden energy. In fact, elders are often very attuned to Maiden energy because they have learned from their long life experience to trust their intuition and thus to override society's prescribed roles, to follow their hearts and find out for themselves. Mythologies throughout the world have Maiden figures, determined young women who oversee the beginning of things. They are generally goddesses of dawn, spring, love, sexuality, and flowers, and they embody the surging, awakening energy that is so beautifully manifested in the spring of the year, but which is also possible in each and every moment of our lives. Fairy tales often feature maidens, those heroines who set out on journeys of discovery and rescue and retrieval. These maidens encounter tremendous obstacles and endure much suffering, but they never lose touch of their core strength, their inner true self. And so they prevail in the end and win their heart's desire. Such a fairy tale is that of Vasilisa, whose dying mother gives her a tiny doll and tells her to rely on it for guidance. This tiny doll is her intuition. Vasilisa's widowed father then marries a woman with two daughters, and Vasilisa becomes an outcast, living in a cold, dark house because the stepsisters will not collect firewood and the house fire has gone out. Vasilisa sets out to find the witch Baba Yaga to ask for some glowing embers to rekindle the hearth fire. The journey is arduous, and Baba Yaga's house is made of human bones, and it appears frightening. But Vasilisa's tiny doll tells her to go on and go in. Baba Yaga agrees to help her in exchange for completing several tasks. And finally, Baba Yaga gives her some glowing embers. Returning home, Vasilisa gives the embers to her stepmother. But the two stepsisters carelessly set the house on fire and burn it to the ground, destroying all of Vasilisa's tormentors. This brief summary of the fairy tale hardly gives justice to the beauty and depth and complexity of Vasilisa's story, but it does give the essential qualities of the Maiden and her quest. The Maiden is the adventurer who seeks to explore the unknown, to go deeper, farther, higher than she has ever gone before. The Maiden is the child, the playful one, who looks upon each moment with wonder. The Maiden is the virgin, not in the sexual sense, but as the one who looks for the new perspective in each experience, so she can be in that moment as though for the very first time. The Maiden is the seed who bursts into life full of potential and energy to become her authentic self, whoever that may turn out to be. Finally, the Maiden is the initiator, the one who answers the call, starts the journey, not necessarily knowing where it will seed, but trusting her heart. On her path, the Maiden often encounters great challenges, yet she proceeds in spite of these. But in doing so, she is not courageous. You see, she doesn't need courage because she has no fear. She does not worry about safety. She is not mindful of risk, nor held back by dread. Instead, she lives in the moment experiencing with all of her being what is happening here and now, letting her intuition and her grounding in the eternal flow of life energy guide her to her heart's desire. And so, may you experience the blessings of the wide-eyed maiden as you step into spring. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.